is Matt Kelly, whose alias is Mateo. So from now on, I'm going to call him Mateo. And Matt started a group called the Mind Syndicate Production. And but among the other things he's done, he had an open mic he hosted here at Big E's for a couple years, and I was lucky to go to these open mics on a regular basis. I was trained up in the Northeast under the academic formal training, and by coming to Matt's open mic, it opened my mind and reinvented some of the styles that I had to relate to the consciousness of the world. Matt has developed his own skills over the last couple of years, and he's really become a quite mature poet in his venue of poetry. And like I said, he's opened my mind and style as well. So one thing he does do is I noticed that he has a positive consciousness about things. And even though it's very modern and hip-hop type of poetry, there's a true conscious feeling of doing positive things in his poetry. So it's a pleasure to bring him here. He's been very influential in the poetry scene. Mateo, where did he go? Okay, Mateo, there you go. Okay.
So I don't think my manager is going to let me go on and give me stuff anymore. But maybe he might let me, but I don't think so. Yeah, I did say. Okay. So I'm going to do three pieces. And so this arm, I'm usually very flailing with my movement, but just like this. And he'll be the other side. This one's called Borrowed Identities. We live in an era of borrowed identities, bombarded by Britney Spears wannabes and Backstreet Boy impersonalities. Constant discrepancies for claiming individuality. Firewalls created by fluctuating radio frequencies. Signals traveling through satellites and wires nationally, emitting icons to influence the mind. It's high maintenance, so corporations search to find the statistics. It's insanely sadistic, whatever sells the product. Forget the repercussions on society to line the pockets of each Armani. Suit themselves for only their needs, like Jack the Ripper, mutilate their bodies and leave them to bleed. The corners may pull up the zipper of your body bag if you follow every television or radio ad. They create unlimited scenarios, captivate the way that your mind flows, then reconstruct you as if you were a set of Legos. Lego my ego because this mind flows free. I'm not part of some corporate conspiracy, rendering you dormant, not a spark in this aggressive state. As my natural right, I choose my own fate in this existence, not to be held back by resistance from some archaic platform. From toys, songs, and games, adolescents' identities become deranged. From the very moment a child is born, it's yearning, learning to be like its caretaker. So corporations, churches, and governments make it the mission to influence to the fullest extent of their power, altering the genetics of this fragile flower. So it fits the corporate image. Just do it, these shoes will make you jump like Mike. Pop these pills, your problem will be gone overnight. Wear these clothes, you fit popular stereotypes. Buy this car, you have your own identity instantaneously while the maker thrives off your gullibility and curiosity. Watch this show, you'll be able to conquer any obstacle. I'm sorry to say, but experience is the way to overcome anyone that hampers an aspect of your day. Unfortunately, that's forgotten anyway. And doing things for oneself is a memory in history, and comprehension seems so far away. Now, too many material possessions can clutter one's perception, serve as an infection which can overpower one's direction. I'm the doctor. This is the mental injection. May cause a domino effect, a cognitive abrasion. You may feel distraught, but that's just where it starts. So let your ocean liner set course, but correct your charts before you depart. There's a world to explore, information not to be ignored. Don't become contorted, morals may become distorted. If you have none to distort, you may feel the inkling to abort the mission. which is to refuse submission, find your own definition of abuse and consumption. And then you realize you're not the only gear on this clock. For every tick, there's a consecutive tack. Time's up. Alarms have been initiated. We're reaching the threshold. Any further will be obliterated, economically incinerated. Our resources are constantly being massively degenerated. The teeth on these homicidal maniacs, which they refuse to subtract, are serrated, so they can easily slice and dice your mind, one brain cell at a time. These sharks have the majority of the population in check, but not mates. People still have a chance to choose their own scent. If you gradually take away the shark's environment, which is a constant increasing production of pointless products, they'll be forced to flip and flop from the very top, descending to the unsubmerged caverns, where they can't scavenge or maneuver, since now there's no consumer to buy the sky and the eye that blurs the risen vision of this panoramic schematic. Right now, no dominating reason for the corporate reasons to frantic. They're thriving off the depths of the Atlantic, which is large enough to hold hundreds of thousands of Titanics. And here I am, swimming through the ocean's flow like Jacques Cousteau, separating each molecule so I can follow through with my analyzations, altering stations, so I have the perfect arrangement of theories and philosophies revealing corporate atrocities. Alright, let's see here. All right. Working for somebody else's dream, a loss of self-esteem, so much life lost, systematically formed into somebody else's caste. The true abilities of our being may never be explored at this rate. We may all be subjected to the same fate. With motivation at such a high mortality rate, it's hard for the majority to escape. With chaos, proving the need for leadership, someone or something to regulate for the incapable. This chosen leader, no matter what their position amongst the hierarchy, should place themselves last. That's proper utilization of power, without abuse or misuse. Now, just existing, one's entitled to mistakes. But it's the learning process which leads to self-efficiency without transparency. No one's refilled the cup which continues to spill. Equality is ready and willing for a one who's ready to stop the global chilling. Laziness will never prevail. It'll only be a tactic which will fail. Capitalism leaves so many innocents to rot in a physical and mental jail. You can't continue to belligerently adjudicate the frail without degenerating entrails. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction due to repetitive traction and corrosive reaction. There's only so much time before oppression and depression reach the threshold and release retaliation. Rising up against mental malnutrition, a totally different institution brought by insurrection. Without passive, but gravitating towards aggressive. This chosen leader shouldn't be neglected, but subjective to the cause, the people, the very tip of the needle, small in itself, yet the most piercingly impactful. Now that is representational of a revolutionary tactile. When going against the grain, you inevitably file down the acute edges, leaving minute traces of a previously jagged existence. It takes persistence to let the people go. Action cannot be subtle to build out of the rubble. If we decide to do nothing, the whole world's gonna be in a lot of trouble. Everything is out of focus, so it's time to reanalyze and not scrutinize any ideas prematurely. This will definitely be a more lucrative direction than our current disgusting complexion. This is my interjection upon a situation in which we're all living through. It's a contemporary abomination. Many people need an enlightened revelation, or the whole world will be subjected to a brutal cremation. Now that's representational of a revolutionary tactile.
Tell me that I'm done with my time. My manager has cut me off. I'm sorry, but I guess I have to go back on the job.